What did your dad do in the First World War?
In the First World, he was in the Marines. He was in the Marine Corps at P.I. Parris Island. I was San Diego, Hollywood. And they got that swine flu swept in there and killed a lot of them.
Really?
They didn't have anything to take for it. And he got it. And he did have a problem continuously. Didn't keep him from working, but it would hit him every now and then. You'd come back on him. But a lot of them died, so he couldn't go aboard ship. They wouldn't put him on a ship. So they just let him do whatever they could keep him busy doing, you know. Well, the war ended. We only fought in it for a year. It ended. Well, he came home and went back to roughing and doing that type of work. But those fellows, his brother worked with him, and both of them would go out and get drunk and never work on the job. It was irresponsible. Their father was no good. I met my grandpa once or twice. Heavy drinker. It was passed on down the line. You know, during the Great Depression, people drank. They made their own stuff because, you know, it was a prohibition was on. In below the cottage, my brother and I would open up the doors and we'd crawl on, you know, you don't know what's under those houses. That's where they threw everything. They stuffed everything under the houses. So we opened the trap doors out and we crawled in there. We had rattlesnakes there, initially in Detroit, outside of the city. And they're short rattlesnakes, so we have to be very careful. I found these big, like a jack. And it had a crank handle. And I thought, what is this thing? So I took it out and I brought it around the house. And my mother was in there. He was gone. I said, Mom, what is, where did you get that? I said, under the porch. You put that back in there. You don't need to know what that is. Well, they capped bottles with it. They made their own booze. Wine and they made liquor.